Well, I was going to start my sermon with an illustration of these are bricks, but I forgot to bring the bricks. So you know what bricks are. And bricks are building blocks. You know, some people use them and throw them through windows, but actually their purpose is a building block. Today, let's view bricks as days in our lives. So every single day represents a brick. And the question is, what are you building and what are you building on? Sometimes word pictures help us to see an idea that is presented. Jesus, being the greatest communicator of all times, often did this with his use of parables. He would say a story, which was a word picture, to help us to understand a concept, a principle that he was driving at. This morning, the text that we're going to read is one such account. We're going to jump ahead to the end of chapter 6 of the Gospel of Luke. And the next week, we will revisit the text that we missed. So if you would, please turn with me to Luke chapter 6, and we're going to start reading from verse 46. I'll be reading out of the ESV. Would you please stand for the reading of God's word? Luke 6, starting at verse 46, reads this way. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been built well. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Let's pray. Lord, you are the rock of ages and our firm foundation. You call us to build on you, to build our lives on that foundation. We pray this day that we would recognize the stability you provide as we obey. Help us to be encouraged. Help us to be convicted and consecrated as we feel the full weight of your word. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. The title of today's message is Building Blocks. We have a playground right outside of these doors that our brother Tommy has taken on a project to renovate this summer. He's been painting, he put new borders, he bought some equipment, he spread mulch. But he had to do another thing. There was a slide on one corner of the playground that started to sink. Little by little, the ground was giving way, and at some point, it caved in and cracked the slide. That slide was there for many years. I'm sure it brought joy to thousands of people going down that slide. but the ground is giving way. The problem isn't the slide itself, it's what the slide is resting on. The slide was on shaky ground. What are you resting on? What is your confidence in? Is it secure? Is it safe? Will it stand the test of time? Jesus asked a question, and then he gives a word picture so we could visualize the results. And the question was very simple. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Some of you, he's saying, are calling me Lord, but that is inconsistent with what you're doing. How can you call me Lord and then ignore what I say? Know this, Jesus speaks from a place of authority. When Jesus came as a teacher, the scribes, the Pharisees, the people said he does not speak like other teachers. He speaks from a place of authority. When he speaks, he's telling you something. He's not giving you a suggestion. As my children got older, I had to change the way that I spoke to them. It went from me telling them something to being a person that makes suggestions. Now I'm just an advisor. I'll give you some information and you have the option to take it or leave it. Jesus is different. He's not giving suggestions. He's not saying, you know, I think you should. No. He doesn't think. He knows. He's not saying, if it were me, I would. No. He is Lord. This is God speaking. The omniscient one, the one where all wisdom derives from. He does not just speak truth, he is the truth. That means when in his word, when he is saying something, you are called to do it. And if you don't do it, you're being disobedient to the truth. Which means only one thing, that now you're following and choosing to follow a lie. All sinful actions are preceded from a lie. You have to lie to yourself first, and then you will follow through with doing whatever it is you want to do. Calling him Lord, calling Jesus Lord, means that he is the master of your life. Scripture tells us, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. Jesus himself says, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Know this. If Jesus is not the Lord of your life, he is not your Savior. Remember who Jesus is speaking to here. We spoke about that a couple of weeks ago. He's speaking to his apostles. He's speaking to a large crowd of his disciples. And then there's a crowd that's overhearing what he's saying to them. There is a demand on lordship. Confession without obedience is worthless. In other words, just because you say you're something, If your actions don't prove that, then you're not that. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? What Jesus is doing here is exposing a deep danger. Mere verbal confession without practical submission is a problem. To call Christ Lord and then to go against what he says, to refuse to obey his commands, is treason. A person may call themselves a Christian. You may pray before meals. You may come to church. You may bring your family to church with you. But if your life resists Christ's reign, you are building on the ground. You're not building on the rock. You are building a house with no foundation, day by day and brick by brick. True faith always, always produces obedience. Grace saves us entirely. But know this, saving grace transforms the will. If your will is not being transformed, if you're not growing and changing, then the question is, do you have saving grace? What this means is that you have to identify with Christ. Christ must reign not only as a public confession, but as a private practice. What that boils down to is, how are you living? Like, you know what's going on in your life. How is it that you speak to others? How is it that you speak to your spouse? How is it that you discipline your children? How do you resist anger? How do you resist pride? How do you resist lust? A Christian is not merely a person that says, Lord, Lord, but one who bows daily under Christ's lordship. Jesus is using an analogy here. This inescapable work of building. Every day is a brick. Every day you're building something. Every person is a builder. Brick by brick and day by day. Whether you know it or not, you are constructing something greater than a career. You're constructing something greater than just your reputation. You are laying the foundation of life, and you're laying the foundation of legacy. And there will be fruit in time and in eternity. In this text, Christ teaches that every person, including fathers, is either building wisely upon the rock of his word or foolishly on the earth, on the ground, on the sand of self-will. Today is Father's Day. The Lord wants us to consider this sober question. What kind of house are you building, and on what foundation? Brick by brick, you get every day a brick when you wake up. Every single day. Let's consider for a moment the character of the wise builder. He's hearing and he's doing. It says, everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them. Notice the three verbs. Comes, hears, and does. He comes, he hears, he does. He comes. You must come to Christ by faith to be saved. That's the starting point. He hears, receiving the instruction of Christ's word. He does. He obeys. Obedience flows from faith and from reverence. I trust you, God. I will do what you say. This is the nature of genuine discipleship. Faith that moves the will. Faith must move the will. Look at the actions of this wise man. He digs deep. He removes every obstacle until he reaches solid bedrock. Now, if you have stuck a shovel in the ground around here, you realize how hard it is, how backbreaking the work is. So this work is costly. This work is slow. And often it is unseen, but it's essential. Digging is not easy. Sometimes we'll have like mature bushes, and my wife will get an idea. Let's move that from here and put it over there. Well, you got to dig deep and you got to dig wide. And then she'll come back in a little while. You still digging? Digging is not easy. We are to dig deep into God's word. John Piper says it this way. Raking is easy, but all you get is leaves. Digging is hard, but you might find a diamond. John Chrysostom, an early church father, puts it this way. The scriptures are a mine containing great treasure. And it is needful to dig deep and to search out the hidden riches, for they do not lie upon the surface. If you knew that we start digging right here in the middle of this sanctuary, that we're going to strike oil or a gold mine, and we said whoever helps dig is going to get a part of it, you guys would be rolling the carpet out of the way right now. Let's get some shovels and some jackhammers. God's word is a treasure. R.C. Sproul says this. We live in a time when many want to skim the surface of Scripture rather than dig deep for its riches. But the deep things of God are for those willing to sweat in the mines of his word. You know what that's saying? Digging deep in God's word is not for the lazy. The question is, how much do you value God's word? Like your morning devotion, reading the daily bread, and then saying, like, I spent time with the Lord, I would not consider digging deep. There's nothing wrong with the daily word. We have them. You can have one. You got to open the Bible. You have to meditate on the word. You can do a word search. There's so many tools now that we can use to understand what the scripture is saying and to divide the word of truth properly. So dig deep and lay the foundation on the rock. Often when I hear people speak, One, I could tell kind of like where they go to get their current events, meaning their news. How much culture affects what they say and do and how they think. How often we allow our feelings to dictate the moves that we're going to make. And how much self is involved in everything we do. It becomes the motivation so often. But really, it needs to be Christ's words. That means that we have to push down, suppress, by the Spirit, self-rule. God, I want your way. It means submitting to God's commandments and his desires. It means choosing truth over ease. You know, we can easily lie to ourselves because sometimes it appears that going against God's way is easier. We're called to lead ourselves, to lead our family, not by what we think, not by what we want, not by culture, but by the scriptures. So then when trials come, when children rebel, when finances fail, when health is in trouble, the man who built his house on the foundation of Christ, the rock, will not fail. And know this, there's going to be a test. The storm does not create the strength. It reveals it. Like, you have to be strong before you get to the test. The only thing that the storm does, it actually reveals how strong something is. The flood proves whether Christ or convenience was your foundation. We often want to take shortcuts. There's no shortcuts in life. There's no easy way out. Either you're going to dig and keep on digging, or you're going to build with no foundation on the earth and the things of this world. But no, it's going to be tested. The storm is going to come. And we see in the text the tragedy of the foolish builder. The foolish builder is hearing without obedience. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. Catch this. This is not an ignorant man. Ignorance means I don't know. He heard. He heard. This is a foolish man. Foolish means I won't do it. That's very different. His house probably went up faster. If they were building their houses next to each other and one is digging deep till he hits bedrock to place his foundation and the other one is just building on top of the earth, on the ground, his house is going up. His house is looking good. But the crisis is going to reveal the flaw, which I didn't build with a foundation, nor did I build on the rock. Building on the earth, the ground, the sand, is self-will. It's pride. It's the fear of man. It's worldly religion. It could be worldly wisdom. It could be any of these things that cause us to not do it God's way. But the text tells us that the ruin is great. The ruin is not only great because you're going to suffer the consequences here as the house starts tumbling down, but the ruin is great because it has a potential to be eternal. for fathers, for all of us. This should be terrifying, to raise a family, to lead a home, to build memories, but to have built nothing eternal because Christ's commands were ignored. What happens when temptation strikes? What happens when your children test your authority? What happens when the storms of life come? If Christ is not the foundation, everything is going to collapse. There's a certainty of the storm. We all experience storms in our life, and the ultimate storm is one day judgment is coming. The storm here represents not only the trials, but the final judgment. A man may build as an impressive life before men. It could look real good, but what matters is whether his soul will stand before God. Christians are called not merely to build for time, but for eternity. Each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it because it will be revealed by fire. That's what the Bible tells us. Your leadership in your home is preparing not just children for life, but also for the day when all foundations will be tested. So we're called to examine. Is Christ truly your Lord? Is your obedience real? Or is your obedience partial? I'll obey the things that I agree with and the things that are easy for me to do. But those other things I'll keep, and I'll do what I please in that area. Are you digging deep in the word or building shallow on things of this world? We all have room for repentance in these areas. For those who build and have built on shaky ground, on the sand, the grace of God still exists. That's the beautiful thing. You woke up this morning, you have a new brick to start building. What are you going to build on? It's not too late to begin digging deep. That's the beautiful thing about our Lord. He's long-suffering and kind and patient. So today we get another opportunity to hear the word of God. Today you have another brick to build. How are you going to build? The hope that we have, the one who builds on Christ, does not need to be afraid of the flood or the storm. His house will stand because Christ is an unshakable rock. Christ is the rock of ages. Christ is the chief cornerstone. You can come on up, worship team. So what do? We build a house that your children can stand in when you're gone. We build on the rock and not the earth. We build with eternity in mind. Not the comforts or the applause of men. We are all building houses that we must live in. Right? There's a saying, you made your bed, lie in it. We're living in the houses that we have been building, day by day and brick by brick. You know when you watch the news when storms are coming and you're like, I hope this storm passes by me, that I'm not affected by it. Storms of life passes by no one. sooner or later is coming. Your house will be tested. The results will always be made manifest. So you should probably keep on digging. That's my advice. But I would also say this. We can rejoice, brothers and sisters, because I would say the majority here, I pray, have built their house, built the foundation on the rock, and are still digging deep. We are all building houses that we must live in. When you build on the rock, your faith will stand when the storm rages. When you build on the rock, your marriage will endure when the winds of trials blow. When you build on the rock, your children will have shelter when the flood rises. When you build on the rock, temptation will not sweep you away. When you build on the rock, the lies of this world will not deceive you. When you build on the rock, your legacy will last beyond your life. Isn't that a wonderful thing to know? When you build on the rock, death itself can't even shake you. When you build on the rock, you will stand before the Lord. But you can be bold because you are his child. You could be unafraid. When you build on the rock, you are building not for time only, but for eternity. When you build on the rock, Christ himself stands with you, upholding every brick. You're building. So build deep, build strong, build well, build on Christ, the only foundation that cannot crack, the only foundation that cannot crumble, the only foundation that cannot fail. When the last storm comes, and when the sky grows dark, all things are tested by fire. Your house will stand. Your faith will endure. Your joy will be full, and your Savior will welcome you home. I would start singing on Christ the Solid Rock I Stand, but I'll just say it and spare you guys. All other ground is sinking sand. If you haven't been building on the rock, start digging. You have a brick today. Start building your foundation on the rock of ages. Would you stand, family, so I could pray for you? Lord, we thank you. We thank you for fathers. We've all had a father. May have been a good father, and may not have been. Some of us don't even know our fathers. But I pray, Lord, that we would know our Heavenly Father. We were orphans, and you were the one who took us in. And for that, we are grateful. We ask, as fathers, as Christians, as parents, as women, as boys and girls, that we would build on the rock of ages. We pray, Father, that you would give fathers grace to come to you, to hear you, to obey you. All of us as believers, Lord, forgive us in the shallowness of our foundations. Teach us to dig deep. Give us a heart of faith and a heart of repentance. Let no person be content with building their house on the earth, which is sinking sand. Lord, make our lives, make our homes unshakable because they rest on you alone. We often try to build in multiple places at one time. Make it that we would build on you alone, Lord. For the sake of our children, for the sake of our spouses, for the sake of our tomorrows, Lord, for your glory, O God. Build us into wise builders, Lord. That what we're building by your grace would last into eternity. We thank you, Lord, that we have another opportunity this day to build, to dig. I pray, Lord, that this message would encourage each one to go deep, that it would convict those that have just been skimming the surface, placing their faith on other things, not focused on going deep, thinking that the aesthetics, believing that the storm hasn't come and it won't be coming. Oh, help us, Lord, to be ready, because what we build will be tested. But thank God, you will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank God that you called us to put our hands to the plow. Thank God that you've given us a brick to build today. Thank God by your Spirit that you would strengthen us, that you would provide, that you would comfort, that you would direct. For the one that doesn't know you, Lord, convict their heart this day. Have them cry out, I need to build on a strong foundation, and I've just found out there's only one. My house is falling, or it's already fallen. There's hope for that person because you brought them here today to hear your words of life. You call them to come. You call them to hear. You call them to do. Have them repent. Come to your cross, the finished work, the price you paid for that salvation, to take away their sins and place them on yourself. In exchange, give them righteousness. Fill them with your Spirit. Open their eyes, Lord. You are good, and we are grateful. We thank you for your unfailing love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your patience with your children. We have a great confidence that the good work that you started in us, you started a good work in us, Lord. So we don't have to worry about our failures. Those aren't life sentences, but life lessons. We have today, with a brick in our hand, You're going to bring this good work to completion day by day. Those that are filled with your spirit are looking more like you. Thank you for that, Lord. And it will be complete in the day of Christ Jesus. And for that, we are thankful. Well, you are a good Father. Be glorified, Lord, in our lives and with the brick that we have to build with today. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.